Hi, Marty Lurie here, KNBR 680, with Ty Block of the San Francisco Giants, and welcome to the show. It's nice to have you on, as always.
Thanks again, Marty. Appreciate it.
All right, let's talk about the spring. So far, so good for you. Everything's been going along. Talk about just how you feel and what it's like being on the mound and all that.
Yeah, everything feels great. It's fun to have all the guys around. I think everybody's excited about the upcoming season. Guys are getting their work in, and everybody's feeling healthy, so I think we're in a good spot.
What does a pitcher have to do early on? Because, heck, this is just the beginning of March. You know, you guys are up to 30, 40 pitches already. At this rate, you'll be throwing 200.
Yeah, I think for us, it's about going out there, getting your work in, really focusing in on executing pitches, locating your fastball, just kind of establishing the base, and just kind of keep building from there.
Well, there is a competition going on, and look, I need something to talk about on the radio, and of course, you have your spot, which you hope you're going to have, and Tyler Beede is there. Blackburn, your buddy, has pitched well, and then we have Matt Cain. How is that dealt with by a player?
You know, it's just something you go out there and you just try to get better every day. You just focus on the things you can control and just enjoy the process. And you want to give it everything you got, and what's going to happen is going to happen. So you don't really worry about that too much, and you just go out every day and just have fun.
Well, it's funny. I looked ahead in the schedule from, I think, April 24th to May 17th. The Giants play the Dodgers 10 times. I got a tough time thinking that maybe you'll be in there.
Nah, we'll see what happens. Like I said, just taking it one day at a time, and it'll be good, whatever happens.
All right. Hitters ahead of the pitchers, pitchers ahead of the hitters. You're out there. How do you feel on the mound? Do you feel that you're a little bit ahead of the hitters right now?
Yeah, I think anytime you come into spring training, hitting in baseball is obviously one of the hardest things to do in all professional sports. So that always takes the hitters a little bit of time to adjust. So it's nice for us pitchers to be able to get out there and get our work in and be able to work on some things early on.
Yeah. So now your next outing will be how many pitches? Where are you up to now?
I'm not sure what the plan is. You know, just kind of take it, you know, day by day, and just, you know, whatever they need me to do, just kind of be ready for that. So just one at a time, and just keep sticking with the process.
Well, whatever it is, it's working. Ty Block with us. A pitch that you may be working on in spring training. I know we hear about that a lot. A guy will get lit up and say, well, I was trying to work on my curveball or my changeup. Anything that you work on here that maybe you don't use as much during a game that you'd like to get better at?
Not necessarily. I'd try to mix everything in pretty regularly as I would in the regular season. I have to change speeds, mix pitches. That's how I'm going to have success. So I want to make sure everything's sharp going into the season. So I'm out there kind of throwing everything and just trying to prepare myself.
All right. When do the pitchers start hitting?
I'd assume we'll start hitting here pretty soon. It's still early. Most of the time, spring training games are usually just starting this week. So we didn't want to get into it too quick. So it'll be good to get back out there and start swinging soon.
Well, I want to see you hit again. If I'm not mistaken, you had a couple of hits against the big guy.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes you just swing hard and get lucky. So, you know, it'll be good to get back out there. It's always fun taking batting practice with the pitchers, and, you know, bums always putting on a display and making us hit home run derby, so it's kind of fun to get out there.
Yeah, I was talking about the hits off Kershaw, of course. But are you a good hitter? I mean, how do you rate yourself as a hitter?
I'm okay. I like to hit in high school, but it's been a while, so one of those things, you just, as a pitcher, you don't really put a ton of work into it. You just want to make sure that you're able to compete up there and really work on your bunting. That's where it really can come in handy, so just focusing on those kind of things.
Hi, Block with us. All right, fun in Arizona. What do you do for fun in Arizona?
There's a lot of really good restaurants out here, so I love to go eat, try different places. There's always a group of us that'll go out in the evening and find some new spots, so just always looking for good recommendations and checking out the scene.
All right, now, favorite kind of food for you? What would you, if you had your choice? It's your choice tonight. Where are you taking the group?
I'm a steak and potatoes guy, so I love a good old steakhouse, so there's a lot of good spots around here for that. And, you know, I've been to several different places around, so there's a lot of really good restaurants.
No sushi for you?
I'll eat some sushi every now and again. My girlfriend really likes sushi, so she's always trying to get me to go to sushi, but I'd pick steak over sushi any night.
All right, Ty, great to have you on, and I look forward to your next outing.
All right, thanks, Marty. Appreciate it.
More coming up, KNBR 680, the sports leader.